My name is Priya, and I'm a New Yorker and local filmmaker, organizer, writer, and I've just been covering this from the beginning, just really as an independent person. And I just got to say, this is one of the most inspiring things I've seen in my life. And I was in Seattle in 1999 for the World Trade Organization protests, and that was historical and mind-altering and consciousness expanding and just a real political milestone. But this really feels like that, and that was like over 10 years ago, so I just feel like this is a resurgence, and a lot happened in those 10 years, the Patriot Act, the Bush administration, all these wars, a lot of negative, spirit-crushing kind of things. So this is like a real resurrection of spirit, like a renaissance of activism and creativity and defiance, and just moving from a place of fear and apathy to a real empowered kind of like let's do it frame of mind. And people have just really moved beyond the disillusionment and really have come together and just realized that looking to our leaders has been a disaster, and just the electoral politics, such a scam. I mean, I'm not saying don't vote, but I'm just saying like that has clearly not resulted in the changes we wanted to see. And, you know, it's finally like, you know, we the people really are looking to each other and not to these institutions. And we're not even counting on the media to represent us. We never really can count on a corrupt institution like the media or any other corrupt institution to be our voice. So we're being our own voice, like doing the things that you're doing, getting our voices out, using the internet, but just also face-to-face, you know, instead of just Facebook-to-Facebook, going out in the street and talking to people. What's amazing is because normally we just, like, walk by each other and not even talk to each other or ever find out how much we care about the same things, you know? So that in itself has been really revolutionary. Like, New York City can be a very alienating city. It's very, it's really built for commerce and business and capitalism and shopping and consumerism. It's not really necessarily built to facilitate, like, a human community or human dialogue. So one of the most radical things happening, in my opinion, here is the fact that we're actually manifesting and modeling the kind of society we'd like to live in, like really taking responsibility to meet our own needs without spending money or depending on capitalism, you know, just connecting in a very human kind of genuine way that is usually prevented because we're in our fragmented little isolated units and our cages behind our computers isn't, you know, just really broken up. I mean, sure, we can come online, but this isn't a virtual revolution. It's like a real life revolution. And so it's important to make that, realize how valuable that is. And capitalism always likes to give something a value, like, okay, you're worth $10 an hour, or this is worth this much. But really, we have to assign value to this and really realize what a gift or a blessing it is, and not squander this opportunity, because whatever else it is, and it is a little bit undefined, and we don't totally know what it is, but it is definitely an opportunity. And yeah, I would strongly just encourage anybody who has the slightest curiosity, it is worth your time to just meet, you know, simple things, like have a conversation with somebody, let alone get empowered, learn by learning new things. There's a lot of knowledge exchanged here. So, I it's gotten a lot of attention, and it's spreading from city to city like wildfire. That blows my mind. Just 800 plus cities now, and that slogan from Egypt of Tahrir Square everywhere is actually happening. And who knows if it's going to be like Egypt and we'll get anybody to step down or resign or what actually we will get. But on a day-to-day basis, we're getting a lot out of this just simply by being here. So if you can do, you know, you can't do everything, but maybe you could just like do something, you know. So show up, talk to people, get involved, have some pizza. Yeah, no, it's really wonderful. So thanks for being interested.
Politically, this seems to be a lot different than what Seattle was. So I'm just wondering what you'd say about that.
Well, I guess it is useful to compare this to other things, but it's also kind of a unique thing on its own. So, you know, some of our reference points may not be completely applicable. I think you mentioned Seattle and Quebec City. I think a lot of those same concerns about our future or the democratic ways of deciding things, or the environmental crisis, all those same concerns, but human rights, poverty, are here. And our people are worried about that same stuff. So there's a lot in common with those things. Now, in terms of tactics and things, it's really a case-by-case basis of, you know, what works in New York may not work in Wisconsin or L.A. It's a different layout, a different terrain, so you have to kind of be willing to be flexible and adapt to your particular situation. But I think there's an enormous amount of diversity and political diversity and cultural diversity here and ethnicity and age groups. There's a lot of diversity here, which is good because New York is a diverse city and it's good to have that reflected here. Someone was talking about Occupy the Hood, like really spreading out from just some middle class white movement to like really diversified to reflect our city, and we shouldn't be so segregated in our own movements. But now tactic wise, of course, there's always going to be people who have, you know, more. Your union guy with a family, your tactics, of course, might differ from someone who's like would identify, say, as an anarchist and feels like maybe agitating in a different way would receive better results. So, but the thing is, they're coming together here, and they're actually willing to talk to each other, and they're actually willing to support each other. And that spirit of cooperation, that unity, is really where our power lies. Because honestly, you could say I'm a commie, or I'm an anarchist, or I'm a liberal, I'm this, I'm that. But to the cops, to the authorities, we all look the same. They really don't give a damn what our ideological differences are. You know, from the barrel of their end of the gun here, we look the same where we are. I mean, they have been probably propagandized about us and have a kind of a negative opinion about us. But even the police, some of them I've talked to, you know, whose pensions are being threatened and benefits are being cut, they know that they're not part of the 1%. They know that they're with the 99%. They know that, I mean, they understand why we're here. And some of us, I mean, have said, if I wasn't wearing this uniform, I would probably be on your side. But, like, I'm pretty limited in the role that I can play. But it is interesting to have those human-type conversations. And I'm saying that having witnessed extreme police brutality in the streets and preemptive arrests and that kind of intimidation. But just to finish this, since there's a meeting happening, people don't seem to be intimidated. They seem to, every time there's a mass arrest, there seems to be more people pissed off and coming by and just like really getting more defiant and radicalized. There were even some Marines here, and some Gulf War vets and some Marines who said, we want to march with you next time, and if they try anything, we're going to protect you, and they're not going to try that with us. And so it's interesting to see, really, you know, just being open-minded to all kinds of people to come in and stuff. And honestly, the real democracy that we want is happening here in the streets in our occupation. So, and also, you know, sometimes we use the word occupation, like, say, the Israeli occupation of Palestine, in a very negative way. So this is like reclaiming the concept of occupation in a positive way. So instead of letting Wall Street and capitalism occupy us and our spirits and imagination and hearts, we are going to occupy our own spirit and imagination and hearts and a physical space as well in our culture. So I just feel like there's a lot to be gained from this. It, you know, if you were cynical, whatever, now's the time to kind of like, you know, okay, maybe this isn't your ideal revolution vision, whatever, but hey, it's something, it's happening, there's a pulse, you know, come on, this isn't the time to sit this one out or, you know, wake up. People are waking up, this is an awakening. I know they have their beds here and it looks like a slumber party or whatever, but it really isn't about just sleeping, it's an awakening. So, and there's a live feed, there's so many ways to connect and plug in. So, yeah, just come down here, just to get your spirit uplifted, if nothing else. Yeah, and I just started a blog called Occupy Your Heart at Tumblr or something, tumblr.com, just to keep monitoring this. And I do videos, so I'll be posting videos and stuff. And yeah, so yeah, jump right in is what I would say.
Okay, thanks.